Good morning, Orville. Monday, 14th of March, and pleasant, partly sunny on 26 degrees Celsius here in Orville. And today we can expect partly sunny and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low of 25 to high of 34, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 13 kilometers per hour, with occasional gusts on 24 kilometers per hour. For those with sensitive skin issues, maximum ultraviolet index will be 10 extreme. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 37%. Today at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, opposite of Hope at Edenchavadi Road, we can see the performance Akura Journey, Nadia Kuti. On Wednesday, 16th of March at Ilengar Car School, from 4 to 5 p.m., tea party with Unlimited Tamil Nadu. Unlimited Tamil Nadu and March 2015 cohort are celebrating the completion of their incubation journey with evaluation presentation. So they invite us to a tea time after the evaluations, where you can network and connect with some exceptional social entrepreneurs in the Orville Valley region. They will be celebrating their triumphs, progress and milestones while also reflecting on their obstacles and missteps. March investees include Upcycling Studio, Srishti Village Foundation, Evergreen Spirulina, Care Society and others. On Thursday, 17th of March at 5 p.m., Arca and Diego invites us to the inauguration of a sculpture of the big dragon, Orvin. That would be in Arca near George's room. The same day, Thursday, 17th, also the same time at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, this week peace meditation will be offered for the refugees in the Middle East, Europe and around the world. And on 21st, they will join the World Poetry Movement with a poem for refugees. On Friday, 18th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, Orville Sisters present to you Musical Evening, featuring Shakti, Swaha and Vera, accompanied by Ashaman, Doug, Francois, Holger, Shakti and Shanks. On Saturday, 19th of March at 8 p.m. at Cherubim Auditorium, Bharat Neos Pavilion of India, Wendy Jelen presents a visual theater performance, Lilith, which is a study of the story of first woman created as Adam's equal, who rebelled against Adam and fled Eden. This character is explored as a figure from ancient texts who has been re-envisioned and reclaimed in modern feminist thought. Wendy Jelen's unique approach to choreography incorporates elements of movement styles including Bharatanatyam, Odyssey, Capoeira, Kalaipariyattu, West African dance, Bhutto, and wide range of contemporary dance forms. So definitely that would be the performance of the week. And then the following week, Thursday 24th of March, from 4:30 p.m. onward at Unity Pavilion, Residents Assembly decision making event on new entry policy and new FMC mandate and possible process to select the members. On Sunday 20th of March at between 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sherobindo Center for Advanced Research, SACAR, Puducherry, organizes a one-day seminar on harmony in management with chief guest Dr. Natchigal, who is a co-founder of an emeritus honorary director for Arvind Eye Care System in Madurai. And for registration, you need to contact them on sakaroffice@gmail.com, or you can call them on 944-301-9172. Seminar's fees are 500 rupees and venue, and the seminar will be going on at Sakar at Vanai Street, Vatikupam in Puducherry, near Mother's Guest House. Singing and dancing celebration are on the front air in Yatra with joyful spiritual songs from all over the world, with keyboard and drums of Shiva, Anche and friends. It's still going on, so it will be going on today from 7:30 p.m. and on Thursday from 7:30 p.m. And here a couple of announcements. Wudavi School announces a teacher training program for post-secondary students, which will start the new school year in June 2016, where they will offer a two-year teacher training program for people who wish to become teachers. The program will be a mixture of theory and practice, so the students in the program will work alongside experienced teachers in Wudavi School, but they will have some time allotted each week for reading, discussion, observation and writing. Qualification for admission to the program includes a 12th standard diploma or the equivalent proficiency with English and some knowledge of Tamil, a strong interest in understanding and working with children, two letters of recommendation, a letter of application describing previous experience with children or classroom and reasons for wanting to be a teacher. More questions or applying, write to davaselvi@orville.org. Orville Health Service Home Care Service needs urgent help for Menage and Tequesta. They need persons who would like to do day and night shifts. Menage had an accident, is now in PIMS emergency. And you can call Rebecca on 99-433-85138. Tequesta lives in Carriage. And for Tim, you need to call Frederica on 99-432-47326 or Metchild on 97-876-26452. And Orville Health Service also informs that from the April onward, request all of us to submit our bills only into the box at Orville Health Center reception. They won't receive any more bills in person. And Integra Health, reachable on 262-3669, informs us that they have homeopathy treats for the conditions like measles and mumps, shock, trauma, and since recently the DDT was sprayed on cashew fields close by us. For the pesticides, they got OK Okubaka. It's given since decades to lessen the symptom of exposure to pesticides like respiratory tract syndromes, headaches, nausea, and etc. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, there was screen on the Mother Integral Knowledge by MP Pandit, who was prolific writer, spiritual teacher, secretary of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, and the personal secretary of the Mother. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. there will screen Indian drama At the Age of 36, made in India 2015 by writer and director Roshan Andrews. Tomorrow we will see West Asian drama Through the Olive Trees, made in Iran in 1994 by director Abbas Kiarostami. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting film directed by Lucy Bailey, Mugabe and the White African, made in UK in 2009. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "Keep yourself open to the Mother, remember her always, and let her force work in you, rejecting all other influences. That is the rule for yoga." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Soy fu wale atua e au matato.